Is your whole approach to stretching before you work out or exercise maybe wrong?
What? I thought all stretching was good.
So maybe. I think all stretching has a potential benefit, but they're not all the same. There's different ways to optimize them for your performance and for your long-term fitness. Welcome to Talking with Docs. I'm Dr. Brad Weening.
And I'm Dr. Paul Salasol. Just before we started, funny story, I was at the gym the other day.
Yeah, okay.
And I was getting changed and putting my track pants and my shirt, and I went to put on my workout gloves. That's not the funny part of the story. Okay, yeah. I see you laughing. My kids laugh at that too, but I put on my workout gloves,
right,
and I had one glove on,
yeah,
and I couldn't find the other one.
Oh.
I was like, what the heck? I lost my other workout glove.
Uh-oh. Right? Your kids are like, good, throw the other one away.
They're like, yeah,
basically. I didn't even know that was a thing, that workout.
Like, you don't want to get calluses and stuff. Yeah. So I walk out with my one glove on, like Michael Jackson, okay?
Yeah.
And I go to the front desk where there's a very young, healthy, fit woman behind the desk, and I say, look, I'm missing a workout glove. It looks just like this one. Can you check the lost and found?
Yeah.
So she checks the lost and found. She goes, oh, wait, we have another lost and found. She's looking through it. We don't. And I can tell she's kind of laughing at me that I'm wearing workout gloves.
Right. She's judging.
And then I go, well, could you check that first one again? You didn't really look well. I didn't think.
Oh, my, you're
that guy. So she checks it again. And she's like, sorry.
I'm so glad I wasn't there.
Sorry, sir. She said, sir, but she meant old man.
I would have offered to buy you a new pair of gloves. I wanted to leave.
She said, they're not there. So I turn around and say, thanks for checking.
Yeah.
And I go, turn around and go upstairs to tell my wife I've lost one of my workout gloves.
Oh, my, let it go.
And then I go to put my phone in my back pocket. And what do I feel? The other workout glove. Velcroed to my butt, basically waving at the girl who just told me it's not in the lost and found.
Yeah.
So I tried not to flinch. I tried not to stop. I just kind of grabbed the glove, put my hand, and kept going.
Nice.
It just goes to show, never doubt where your workout glove
Sorry
is.
Sorry to Dr. Zalzal's kids and wife.
And I'm thinking, you know what I mean? Like, it's amazing because no one else wears workout gloves.
I don't know why.
I don't know. How does Lululemon make any money?
I don't know. Leave a comment if you wear workout gloves.
I don't get calluses.
But more importantly, as we age, particularly now that Paul and I are in our early 30s, we're getting ready to embrace middle age. Mm-hmm. So the way that you stretch before exercise really makes a difference.
Okay, so two types.
Static.
Dynamic.
Okay.
Static stretch.
Yeah. So what's a static stretch?
Static stretch is, as the name implies, you're just standing there. You're not doing any dynamic, active movement, but you're slowly stretching out a muscle and a tendon.
So for me, it's that guy that's playing flag football. He's 40 years old, and he does like one quad stretch. He grabs his ankle, stretches it for like three seconds on either side. Okay, I'm good to
and
go.
And flips it the other way and does a hamstring stretch, pulls the knee up to the chest.
That's
ready
right.
Ready to go.
So you're holding it for like 20 to 30 seconds. The thought is you're elongating the muscle tendon unit. And that's what it does. It stretches it out. It reduces some of the stiffness, but it actually reduces the amount of force production in that muscle.
You'd think that'd be good for you.
Yeah.
Dynamic stretch, that's where you're moving. You're stretching that muscle tendon unit through the act of motion.
Right.
And it can be a pretty aggressive motion to do that stretch.
Right. I'd say that's the trend, is that doing these types of motions, the more dynamic, because what they do is it increases the muscle temperature, increases the muscle blood supply, increases neuromuscular conduction, proprioception, and improves force production.
Okay, so you'll see that like on a soccer pitch or a football pitch for our European viewers, you can see the team doing their dynamic stretches before. Static stretches, you can see a goalie doing that before a hockey game.
And for the dynamic stretching, I realize this is the trend, this is what has been shown to improve performance. If you think of an Olympic sprinter, those guys aren't lying on the ground, you know, stretching out their hamstrings. They're doing those high double knee jumps, and they're doing high knees, and they're doing short little bursts of sprinting even before they get in the blocks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the idea is static stretching has historically been the thing that we've been doing.
Right.
But it turns out that is not so good for you.
It's not so good.
Before a workout. There was a study in the 2012 Scandinavian Journal of Medicine and Sport. Did you get that journal?
Yeah. No, I do not get that anymore.
Anyways, I guess it originated with the Vikings, this journal.
Yes.
And so that study showed that, hey, if you do a prolonged stretch and hold, it turns out you actually decrease strength, decrease power in the short term.
Yes.
And decrease performance in the short term.
Yeah, and they measured in sprinters and jumpers. So actually you ran slower and jumped less high when
lower.
You did this right before. Yeah, lower.
Yeah. In other words, lower.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So on the other hand,
the British Journal of Sports Medicine, in a meta-analysis in 2011, looked at the same thing, and they found essentially the same thing, that when you did dynamic stretching before, it actually improved performance. So you could jump higher.
Yeah.
Not jump more high.
No, jump higher.
Jump higher.
More
and
high.
Run faster when you did dynamic
run
stretching.
Run less slowly.
Run less slowly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the dynamic stretch actually did improve performance. Why do you think that could be? What are some of the reasons that could be?
Well, I think because of what we talked about. So increased blood flow, increased temperature of the muscles, as well as increased force production in those muscles because the neuromuscular connections are firing greater.
Right, and a static stretch is actually making your tendon and muscle more pliable.
Yeah.
Where when you have a short burst, you want the opposite of that. You'd like to have it stiffer so that it can propel you.
Right, so people at home are like, well, what are we talking about? Like when you're talking about a dynamic stretch, so say for like the pickleballers out there, we have some people that play pickleball on our channel. So these can be big arm swings to loosen up your shoulders and your elbows. Mm-hmm. These can be leg swings mm-hmm. forward and back to loosen up the muscle of your lower body. Even do tiny little jumps or high knees or even calf raises, things that are getting your joints moving and your muscles contracting, but not just statically stretching them.
Right, not to the point where you're exhausted before you start.
Right, so then people are like, well, is there any role for static stretching? Does it do anything that's good for us?
Yes, the static stretching kicks in after the event.
Right.
After you've done your sport, then a slow static stretch is good because it maintained your muscle and tendon elasticity.
Right, so the main goal of static stretching is, I'd say, twofold, and studies have proven this as well. So if you work on static stretching regularly, particularly after you're already warm, this can improve your flexibility. And definitely increased flexibility, range of motion improves performance. If you look at any golfer, they work aggressively, not only on strength, but also on range of motion. As we get older, our ability to hit the ball farther is primarily because we can't generate a lot of club head speed, and that's because our range of motion is less.
Same with the baseball pitchers.
Right?
They spend a lot of time on stretch. And if you think about people like us, that slow stretch afterwards, that is what's going to help prevent injury the next time you come around, too.
100%, because your range of motion is better, and it also actually has been shown to reduce something called DOMS, or delayed onset muscle soreness.
What'd you call me?
Yeah, we might actually even do a whole video on this because I think a lot of people are like, I go to the gym and I'm so sore the next day. Is there anything that I can do to stop that? We're going to, I think, do a video on that. But static stretching is part of it. So, and like, say if you're going for a run, do a little warm-up run, then do your run, and then get down on the ground and work on your hamstrings, your quads, your calves, your Achilles tendon.
So dynamic before, do your event, static after.
Now you know. Leave a comment if you have a strategy about stretching, if you think that you have a better strategy than this, or if you used to do it one way, now you do it another, or tell us what's worked for you. If you like this video, please like and subscribe to our channel.
And if you're not exercising, get to it.
There you go, and just start slowly, get warm.
Remember, you are in charge of your own health.
We'll see you next time.